Blog Talk Radio.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is got, if not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow.
Welcome, everyone, to the final episode of Let's Talk About It All. It's a bittersweet moment. I'd like to thank you all for taking out the time in your day I know you could have been doing anything, but I'm grateful that you took the time out to spend this hour with us on Let's Talk About It All. Today, I really want to get your participation as far as have you guys look up some stuff. You know, the first thing I would like for you guys to look up is self-determination. The second thing I would like for you guys to look up is citizen. Look up a citizen. You know, and today we're talking about the benefit of letting go black, African-American, people of color, you know, anything other than claiming a nationality. And I also want you, I want you guys to, you know, answer these questions within yourselves. And, you know, someone could get on, you know, after we hear the video footage and let me know what their answer is to these three questions. The question is, who are you? Where are you from? And what is your nationality? Those three questions I would like for you guys to ponder on. Who are you? What is your nationality? And where are you from? So, without any further ado, Jay, are you ready with that? So I want to get into that, you know, let the people, you know, get into
that. Yeah, I'm ready.
And then we'll come back. Okay, so go ahead and play that. Then we'll come back and see, you know, we can get the people to answer those questions.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. Thank you, my brother.
All right. You're welcome. Here we go.
About subject matter, such as the jab, but what are we really talking about? We're talking about a difference of application. So any kind of a difference of application as it relates to Article 24 of the Treaty of Peace and Friendship, right, bilateral treaty. We're talking about an application of difference. And in that application of difference, anytime two states have a dispute, what application of difference do they ultimately end up using? And that is called a treaty. All right? So treaties are the supreme law of the land. So today we'll keep talking about the treaty. But which treaty are we talking about today? The Act of Algeciras of the year 1906, which is a Moroccan treaty. Keep in mind, more. That is the Moroccan Sultan who now summoned the Christian power into Morocco to talk about order. So let's keep talking about reign of order while more use humility and understanding equality. All right? So let's continue learning more about state rights as more start understanding international law, more to learn that they no longer want to be stateless. So let me say this for the record. If Moors do not have a state provincial government, they are still stateless Moors. Some Moors think that because they have a nationality and that Negro, Black, and Colors don't have a nationality, they think that the Negro, Black, and Colors are the ones who are stateless. And the reality is, if you do not have state rights through your constitution, then Moors who do have a nationality card are still considered to be stateless Moors, right? We learned about this through the ICJ, World Court, that said that if so you're a Moor subject and blackamoors, and what you call sovereign citizens, proteges, are all stateless Moors, if in fact they don't have a constitution that represents their sovereign rights through the state. All right? Let's keep talking about that, okay? Okay, let's go ahead and get started. As we always open up, we must always maintain the mission and vision statement. To create the United States of Morocco again. All right, so let's continue to be redundant. We've got to be redundant. we must do what? Maintain discipline. Discipline determines our destination. And what is our destination, Morse? To create this desire. But without discipline, we will never, ever create this desire. It will never be achieved. It will never come to fruition if Morse don't use discipline. What discipline am I talking about? Morse has to create what's called the Circle 7, state of facts, the facts about your state. State of facts and judicial notice. Let's be redundant, Morse. What does that look like? Exhibit A, Morse, you know, Constitution, Morse Constitution, okay? That talks about your latitude, longitude, which is your permanent domicile, land, dominion, regency of your land, okay? Number three, Exhibit B, state seal of your Morse Constitution. Number four, Exhibit C, your provincial state flag, all right, that represents your Constitution and seal. Exhibit D, Empire Morocco flag, because that's the mother flag, that is the E-state flag, the E-state, or E-state. That's why I say E-state. Why do I say E-state? Talking about the empire. You must understand something more. The foreigners, i.e. the colonists, don't want more talking about the empire. When you mention the word empire, that's just like spreading light on a vampire. You must understand the word empire is the light towards the vampire. So Morse must understand the word empire, the E-state, the estate. E-state comes from the word empire, comes from the word earth. Earth starts with an E. The E-state, earth. What else does E start with? Eve, E-V-E, mother, motherland. So we must always aspire to understand the word about empire. If you read the treaty, everything's about the empire. You read France versus 19th America, 1952, through the ICJ, it talks about the empire. This is the most important word, Morse. I continue to underscore that. Exhibit D, Empire Moroccan flag. Exhibit E, allegiance and oath. Keep in mind, Morse. This is the more that brings all of these attributes together and gives its power, because the more must consent to a Moroccan government. That's Article 15, the Treaty of Madrid. Article 15 says the Moors must come back and consent to a Moroccan government. All right? So we must consent. That's our consent right there, Moors. All right? Then you got to exhibit up, public inauguration video. Okay, Moors? But the only way to get into this public inauguration, that means that now you have a de jure state where you have vote, ballot, vote, cast your vote for your officers, three branches of government. All right? Through those three branches of government, then you set up the other department heads of that government. And then you have your public inauguration for the world to be a witness. All right? Noble Dry Lee said, he's going to lead the Europeans here long enough to teach us government. Again, the Europeans always have public inauguration. All right? Okay, Moore, let's continue. So far, Moore, as we already know, we're on step three right now. We're now slowly but surely going into step four of when we started talking about what are some of the steps Moore can use as a defense of using the power of the state, right? So we learned about the state of facts, judicial notice. You can go back to class number 26 and learn about that. Started learning about the injunctive relief order. You go back to class number 28 about that. Then we start learning about the order, the reign of order through the contempt of court that the Moors issued when diplomacy has failed. Okay, Moors, that gets us, we're now getting back to equality. Each step is getting back toward equality. They're reigning in the order. Okay, Moors? So according to what I just went over, here's what we're looking at, Moors. Let's be redundant. So consul court of the state has issued the state of facts, judicial notice, which is mediation, which is your Circle 7 exhibit, which is your discovery from the application. Number two, injunctive relief order, which is your arbitration before litigation, which once again, you're sitting now in your Circle 7 exhibit, which is your discovery from the applications. Remember, we replace this with this when we send a Circle 7 exhibit, okay? All right, number three, contempt of court order, which we're talking about now, 5. lawsuit, litigation, right? We've been talking about that. Okay, Mort. So once we get to number three, Mort, now we're talking about contempt of court order, the fines, i.e. lawsuit, litigation. We're talking about the act of adversaries, Article 101 and 102. We're talking about fines, penalties, and confiscations. That gives us our delegation authority orders. Put fines, penalties, and confiscations on the form, all right? Now that we're now slowly but surely getting into number four, we'll be talking about surety bond lien on property, which is the penalty form. When we started going with the Treaty of Madrid, 1880, Article 11 and 12, Act of Algeciras, 1906, Article 60. And what we're going to learn is the Act of Algeciras, 1906, Article 60, we'll start talking about the CADI, which is the D, Tax Commissioner, or Assessor, whichever title you want to give your CADI. We'll start talking about the Notice of Lien, Surety Bond, Solely and Surely. We'll start talking about the lien vetted against the warrant CD. We'll learn about the power of the CADI, okay? All right. Now keep in mind, boys, in video number 30, we start talking about equality. But that equality was really based on what's called commerce. The Sultans were always interested in the foreigners paying commerce taxes, i.e. revenue, to Moroccans. So today we'll keep talking about that today. Why is that important to understand? Because the Moors are using contempt of court as a contempt of court. Contempt of court is also what you call sanctions. Those sanctions are all about revenue. Those sanctions are about fines. Those sanctions are about fees. And then those sanctions are about confiscation. Okay, so all this is about economic liberty on behalf of Moors, what you call equality and economic liberty. So we'll keep talking about that today. All right, so let's just get a quick refresher. This right here is the Act of Algeciras, 1906, what you call the preamble, all right? So in the preamble, what did we learn? The preamble is inspired by the interest attaching itself to the reign of order. Let's stop right there. What's inspired by the interest attaching itself? Who's attaching itself? That was the Christian powers attaching itself to Morocco. They were reigning in order. With everything at that time, it was dysfunctional. So the Christian powers, okay, inspired by the interest attaching itself to the reign of order, so the Christian powers were attaching themselves to the reign of order with the Sultan to create what? Reign of order, peace, and prosperity. What's prosperity? That's commerce. That's economic liberty. That's revenue. That's taxes. That's money. We're talking about money today. Now, we all know that money is gold and silver coin, right? But we also must talk about what they call their Federal Reserve Note, okay? All right, so inspired by the interest attaching itself to the reign of order, to the Christian powers, i.e. the United States of America and the United States, have attached itself to the reign of order. They've already agreed to it. How do I know? Listen, they've attached themselves to peace. They've attached themselves to prosperity in Morocco to help Moroccans. And recognizing that the attainment thereof can only be effected by means of the introduction of reforms. Right now, more in the 21st century are doing what? Creating reforms. We're introducing reforms based upon the triple principle of the sovereignty, birthright, and the independence of His Majesty, the Sultan. What is independence? Remember what I said, there's no more Sultan. So it's independence of state. You must replace the word Sultan with state. Okay? So sovereignty, birthright, independence of state, and the integrity of state domain, and the economic liberty of the state without any inequality. So the Christian power cannot use any inequality to stop us from maintaining our prosperity, peace, and reign of order in Morocco. They've already attached themselves to the reign of order. It's already been resolved. Have resolved. What does that mean? It's already well-settled principles. They've agreed to this, these principles. has resolved, been resolved upon the invitation of His Sharif and Majesty. So how do we place this? Upon invitation of His Sharif and Majesty. This is what Americans must understand, 21st century. Through our state provincial government, what are we doing? We must send an invitation to the third state. So invitation of His Majesty, which is what? The Moorish state. Who's the Majesty? Who's the Sultan? Moroccan state. Our Moroccan state must send an invitation to the United States of America and the United States and their several states and franchisees. We must call together a conference, okay? So Moors must understand, when we put together our state provincial government through consular court and the rest of our Minister of Foreign Affairs, et cetera, we must reign in the order by sending that decision to the foreigners, okay? Now, part of that decision sometimes is going to be the fact that consular court is called into consular court because you're dealing with an application of business. You're dealing with an opportunity for injunctive relief, or you're calling into court. That's an invitation. And then you have the contempt of court orders. Okay? But the invitation is the state of facts, judicial notice, which calls them into consular court or to deal with conflict. That's an invitation. Injunctive relief. That's an invitation for them to now send a petition to consular court. Those invitations, those applications, friendly applications, then you get into litigation, which is contempt of court. Okay, Mark? All right. So, to call together a conference in Algeciras for the purpose of arriving at an understanding. Listen, Mark. To call together a conference in Algeciras for the purpose of arriving at an understanding upon the said reform, as well as examining the means for obtaining the resources necessary for their application, and have appointed as their delegates plenipotentiaries to the following. So what's that? To call together a conference at Algeciras. So it's Algeciras, but Algeciras is located where? In Morocco. So it's a conference in Morocco for the purpose of arriving at an understanding. Moors are trying to arrive at an understanding with the colonists. The first Moors have to arrive at understanding with themselves to form their new government, to create reform. What is our reform with Moors? We must create speech, Moorish speech. We must claim the e-speech through our speech provincial government. Remember, Moors, the speech, okay, is a pass-through. The state is a corporate political status. That's all it is, Morris. The e-state uses the state as a pass-through. The state can interface with all other nations on planet Earth. Because now they go by the word state. Okay? Morris must understand, all right? So the e-state is what Morris claims as the mother flag. But we use the state to function through it, to interface with other states according to the United Nations Charter, okay, and the Vienna Convention of 1969. All right, let's continue. Okay, Warren. We're still looking at the Afghanistan.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I hope someone looked up the words that I asked, self-determination and citizens. If anybody looked it up, press 1 and let us know what you came up with, self-determination and citizen, as well as, you know, did you come up with an answer?
Hey, Sha, this is Jay. I looked up that word citizen.
Okay.
What
did you
want the definition?
Yeah.
You want to know what it says? It say
please.
It say citizen, a person who A person who legally belongs to a country and has the rights and protection of that country.
Okay. Now, with that being said, everybody on the line, how do you feel about that statement? Do you feel like you have the rights and you have been protected by this country? You know, do you really feel that? And can you say that statement based on what was just read by Brother Jay Sean is accurate when it comes to us as a people? What about you, Jay?
I never knew that was part of the definition, being protected by the government. I never knew that. I just thought that being a citizen, and like you was legally a legal person, you know, in the United States. But I see that this say belongs to a country and has the rights and protection of that country.
Okay.
Well, far as I know that can't be true. I know it isn't true. Put it like that.
Right.
Because the rights ain't for everybody. The rights and the laws, they don't benefit everybody. And also protection. I mean, when you're dealing with this country, it's like more like protection from who? You know, protection from what, or how are you providing the protection? I guess some people might say by having a military service or by having a police department or, you know, things like that. But you got to figure that's more like military, that's on a bigger scale. The police department, I guess that should be more like your community. But I don't believe it 100%.
Let's just go with Patterson. Okay.
Right.
In the event we're supposed to be protected, on Elisa experience, she mentioned somebody got murdered. Where's the protection?
Right.
So the reality is, we have to start looking up words. First of all, we have to start looking up words, really, really getting the meaning of the words, and then start applying them to what we really see, like a citizen. Okay, if we were citizens, how come in the 60s, Martin Luther King had to go for civil rights? Now, That's another thing to look up, civil rights. How come? But the other thing I want you to look up is human rights, you know, because it's like at the end of the day, as human beings, we have certain rights as humans. We should not be considered, or we are not shown that we are citizens of the United States Corporation, because you just gave examples of why we're not. The other thing is, the reason that I've been so adamant about getting away from black people of color, African American, is because legally and politically, those names are not covered. They're not covered anyway. They're not covered by the law. So therefore, when you're not covered under the law, you're not really looked at as a citizen. You're not protected. So they have the right to do whatever it is they will, because you're not protected. You don't even have a nationality. You know, you say, okay, we say African-American. Which one of us, how many of us was born in Africa? And we're saying African-American based on a people who have lied to us throughout our lives. And we know they've lied to us because we've caught and seen the lies. So yet we want to accept that, okay, we're African-Americans. After Jesse Jackson started speaking about it, you know, in like in the 80s or something. And now we're African-American, we're black. But both of those, if you look them up, both of those are tied to enslaved people. It's descendants of enslaved people. Okay, so what were we prior to being enslaved? What were we then? That's the reason I asked someone to say, who are you? Where are you? Where are you from? What is your nationality? Many of us don't really even have an answer to that. Not the true answer. So what we're doing is we're accepting a condition that has been placed on us by what we call tacit acquiescence or passive acquiescence, basically like our consent, indirectly or just by just not saying anything. You know, so we've given our consent to be naturalized by America, and we already know that the United States and the United States of America, not to be confused, they two different entities that's acting as one. But the thing is, we know that we're not being treated equal. You heard the brother said equality. There's only one way we get equality. And, you know, a few weeks ago, I was on here and I was speaking about building our own government. That's the only way we're going to get equality. Because other than that, we're just going to keep getting the same thing we've been getting and doing the same thing we've been doing. We've been trying to change a system that is designed to work exactly how it's working. And many of us have gotten to a point where we really wholeheartedly want to do the right thing for our people. And if we really want to do the right thing for our people, then we're going to have to back away from that system and build our own system. You heard Brother Jay Bay talking about states' rights. So as being under your state, now you get protected by your state. You get protection from the state. And our mission is to get 50 states, all 50 states, 52, you know, they say, but 50 states. Get all of these states legally, as he was saying, de jure. We need to, we have an obligation to ourselves, the younger generation, future generations, and past generations. Slavery and prior to slavery. Because prior to slavery, we already had government set up here. And what America has did is usurped us. If you want to look up usurp, J U-S-R-U-P, you look that up while I'm talking, then let me know when you find it. And that's what happened to us. We've been usurped by a foreign government that has now put itself in a position to make us look at it as our government, and we don't get the same treatment. And anybody on this line who claims black, African-American, person of color, know this. They know this. So it's, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, because we could go down the list of things that we see that's not right when it comes to us. So if we've been going through this for 200 and something years, and this government hasn't shown us equality, then what, another 200 and something years we're going to keep doing it and expect them to show us equality, when the reality is the land belongs to us and they have lied to us? And what they, you see how they be talking about identity theft when they have these different security systems? They stole our identity. And now we're walking around calling ourselves other than what we are and who we are, and we're getting foots on our necks. And you know, with George Floyd, we've seen it literally with the knee. We've seen it. So these are, this is protection under the law. Is that protection? No. Come on. So we have to have enough self-determination, discipline within ourselves to let go of something we're comfortable using. All of you who was on the line, you heard me use black. You heard me stand up for black. But at some point, we have to be able to say, listen, if this thing ain't working, we have to try something new. We all know, or many of us know, that when you continue doing the same thing and expecting different results, we know what they say. They say you're insane. So are we insane? I don't think we are insane. I think we have gotten comfortable, and some of us are working on an emotional standard rather than a logical standard, where we have to increase our intellect. We have to have a rebirth, something similar to what the Christians say is when they say they've been saved, they've been reborn. So we have to have a rebirth of the mind. We have to look at what's going on around us, what's been going on, and say to ourselves, look, this time has passed for us. We have something now that we haven't done prior, you know, in none of our lifetimes. We haven't seen it done. We've seen marching. We've seen people try to integrate into the system. But what we haven't seen is us saying, F that system, let's build our own government. We haven't seen that. Why wouldn't we be willing to do something new when the information is out there how to do it? The information is there. You know, and you can look in the United States Constitution, Article 6, maybe like the second paragraph, where it kind of goes into saying that treaties are the law of the land. And you heard the brother mention the peace and friendship treaty. That's between the Moroccan government, or it was the Sultan at the time, and the United States of America in Morocco. They were in Morocco when they made the treaty. So because they're calling it America, and we're now letting them get away with calling it America, they're not abiding by the treaty. So we have to reclaim our land. reclaim our land by, since, you know, I don't think anybody's going to get on and answer those questions. Where you at is Morocco. And our mission is to into the United States of Morocco. That's our mission. We got to remember. We got to remember the history of the colonizers. We all know that supposedly in 1776, the colonists claimed their independence from British, from Britain, from Great Britain. How did they claim their independence? Let's see. They put a constitution together. They came up with a seal. After they came up with the seal, they came up with a flag. They had they had voting. They had someone vote. Had inauguration. Then they reached out to the Sultan. In 1787, for him to recognize them as a legit state. At that time, they, you know, he was calling the country. But that's all, that's what they did. So, what is stopping us from doing that besides us? Because I want to stop right now, Jay. Did you pull up self-determination? Did you pull that up for me? Can you pull that up for me and read that to me, or somebody else press one and read that self-determination? Because people, we want change. Many of us want change. Many of us want to see a better life for ourselves, our children, grandchildren, and we have a way to do it. We just have to have the competence. And you have to have the discipline to do what needs to be done. The mothers have to become the legislators. You know, you got to have the three forms of government: your legislation, your executive, and your judicial. We can do that. We can do that. Nothing's stopping us from doing that. We stopping us. Before, when I brought up making this thing happen of building our own government, the universe and the creator brought the information and dropped it in my lap. Dropped it in my lap. So, you know, people had questions. Well, how we build our government? They had a lot of questions. Now, it's quiet. You know, so I'm open for the questions. If you have doubts about striving to build your own government, like, what makes the colonists better than us? What makes the colonists stronger than us? Other than we under their jurisdiction, we're abiding by their laws, and we don't have laws of our own to combat them with. That's the only thing. We've been trying all this other stuff, and the answer to the test, the answer to the question, then right there. Create our own government and stop voting for. Don't worry about who's running for 2004, because that don't concern us. Because we've seen, no matter who gets in there, no matter what party gets in there, very little change for us. We've seen it. So people, no matter what state you're in, get some people. Start watching. Start from the beginning of the AMPAC session. Start from one and just keep going. Take an hour and some change. Don't watch the, you know, record the basketball, football game, record those, and watch this, and look at and get this information, because this information is a necessity for us to make the necessary change within the what will be, again, the United States of Morocco. We're Moors, people. We're Moors. So what does that mean? We more than what they say we are. We more than what they show us we are. Let's stop. Let's get out of that black thing. Because it helps a few people who I'll consider like agents that promote it. Some of them know the deal. Some of them know better, but they still promote it because they get the chance to eat off the materialism. But many of us going to be working jobs until we die and don't really even get to live a real life because we're stuck under the mind tricks of the United States, the United States corporation, not the country, the corporation, because we got to realize, as Brother J. Day said, it's all about commerce. It's all about money. And who's the biggest commodity when it comes to making money? We are. We're the ones that they make the money off. We're the ones they're sucking dry. Now, the thing is, because we're not claiming our nationality, we don't have the rights to claim our land, so we're paying them rent. We're paying them, you know, to live on our land. And that's something, for years I always wondered about that, like from the 5% of days, Jay, if we own every square inch of the planet Earth, how come we not ruling? Because we're not governing ourselves. We allow them to govern us, and they don't have the ability to show equality. They don't have the ability. Because what? Greed. Greed overtakes that. Greed and being hungry for power overtakes what it takes to deal with people equally. And we're suffering. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Call you live.
Hey, welcome to Talk About
All right. What's going on?
Oh, man, it's all good. I just wanted to give out the definition of self-determination.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead and give it to us, brother.
In the dictionary, it says that self-determination, the process by which a country determines its own statehood and forms its own allegiances in government. And then the second definition goes down to, applies to a person, the process by which a person controls their own life. Self-determination.
Okay. I appreciate that, brother. Now, I'm sure you all heard that. You all heard what the brother said. Self-determination. We have the ability to build our own state, to create our own state, to have allegiance to our own state, allegiance to our own flag. How many of us, when we were younger, pledged allegiance to the American flag and felt kind of idiotic after you did it because it didn't mean anything to you? So now you have the opportunity to pledge allegiance to your own. You have that opportunity here, people. Moors, Moroccans, you just got to have that self-determination.
You know,
take
brother,
your life in your own hands. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like to.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, for what you was saying earlier, you know, ties into self-determination. You know, there should be no hesitation as to the definition of citizen, and does it apply to us? Because I know it doesn't apply to us through my experience in this country, in the United States of America. You know, I've seen the atrocities firsthand, especially
in the inner city, where they totally disregard our human rights. You know, where the cops are subject to run up on you and are able to do just virtually anything, to include killing you without any type of accountability. You know, it's been done so much, we normalize that particular action. We don't even become surprised that someone was killed because of selling a single cigarette in front of a store. Is that a capital defense? Someone is killed because riding on the passenger side of a vehicle. They weren't even driving. But the cops pump, you know, 5-15 bullets in them. You see, is that being protected by your state? Is that being protected by your local community? By any definition, it's not being protected. We as a people have not been protected by this government that some of us went overseas and fought for and come back and still don't have the rights of the people that we fought against that came over here and now have more rights than we have. I'm talking about the Korean War, the German War when we fought the Germans. The Germans came back over here, and some of our brothers and sisters who were in the military fighting the enemy at that time was the Germans. Germans came back over here and had more rights than the very people that defended this country. This is what I'm talking about. This is what the brother is talking about. So there should be no hesitation. The only reason why there was a hesitation is that we've been brainwashed to believe this country's propaganda as being the home of the brave, you know, as being the land where you can come and make something of yourself, indoctrinated with that type of propaganda, so that when you're asked, are you a citizen, you hesitate because of all of the garbage that's in your mind saying that you should be a citizen by definition. But that was not the question. The question is, are you a citizen based on how you're treated in this country? And I yield.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for, you know, the insightful view. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Wholeheartedly agree. And it's, you know, it's up to us. Those of us, as I said, who already know that you're not a citizen, no matter what you want to call yourself, American or African American. You already know you're not getting the same rights as other people around you. You know this. So it really is a no-brainer to say, look, sign me up. How do we put these states together? And I gave you the start. Go to the AMPAC, start from session one, like I did. Get your pen and paper out. Get your laptop, your tablet. As the brothers start talking about it, start looking it up for yourself. Looking it up, and you'll see that the way we lost our identity and who we are was with the pen. With the pen, writing laws. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
Yeah, Shadi, Solution here. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. And yourself, how are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I have a little bit of a different take, and you tell me if I'm on target, and I wanted to wind this into something I had heard you say before. But I'm just going to say this at the outset. A lot of people have not been taught to be competitive. They don't know how to be competitive. If you go to the Declaration of Independence, where it talks about government is designed to protect people's rights, and these are just these are not all of them, but there are some major ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that word there, pursuit, is not a guarantee. But I would say that you were talking about, you were speaking to, rather, that people should come together. I see the analogy like this, and again, you tell me if this is on target. You take the NFL, the American Baseball League, or any other professional team, right? The people who come to that team are already at the top of their game. They're not coming there as novices. They're coming there to participate in an already top-of-the-line organization. And so I'm just saying that now people can be trained to do this, but they need that training. And I'll use an old bromide that says, a chain is no stronger than its weakest link. So if you have a bunch of people sitting back watching social media and seeing all the, what do they call it, bling, and most of that is fake, and then they think that they should have it just because they should, that's not going to happen for the vast majority of the people. They're going to have a skill, an acumen, that they can exchange for what they want. And I would say class is the most important target that most people can shoot for. And that means, you know, the lower class, the middle class, the upper class, and then there are about three divisions in each one of those divisions. So I would say people are going to have to define what they want and then develop the skills to acquire it. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. And that's why I was saying that they start watching the AMPAC sessions. Session one, they watch that and they commit to watching that. It will give them the necessary skills, as you said, to be able to be one of those players in the major leagues or one of those top leagues, because, yeah, they're going to have to commit to something. They're going to have to commit. This won't happen with people standing on the sideline cheering, yay, yay, I'm for it, but not willing to do what needs to be done to make this happen. This can happen, but it only is going to happen with competent people who are disciplined. You're right. The ones that's going to be up there looking for the bling and watching booty shaking and all that, and they want to sit and watch four or five games when I've given them an assignment per se that will help them realize and actualize what is going on around them and give them a means of how to come to another class. Like you say, they'll be able to be another class. They'll be able to be a nationalist rather than a so-called citizen. They'll be able to rise up to a higher class of life because they will be able to recreate or reestablish their own states, their states. That's what we're missing now. We're missing our own constitution, and we have, and what I'm talking about will give people the ability to put their own constitution together. We'll put their own laws together because we've been trying to combat something that it's been, you know, yeah, as you said, there's a few people who have self-discipline and self-determination. They supersede the obstacles that are in their way, and they're right. Able to progress and move forward anyway. But there's a number of us who just let the first obstacle come, they lay down and start complaining, you know, and we don't need that. We don't need those type of people. We need people that's going to be jumping hurdles and moving obstacles out the way in order to get where we need to get. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take that. It's going to take that self-determination. I can't say it enough. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take determination. It's going to take sacrifice. You're going to have to sacrifice watching something that you like to watch or that you enjoy watching to put that hour and a half in and watch these episodes, watch these sessions. Because these sessions will give you what you need, will give you the tools, as you said, Solution. It will give them the tools to be able
right.
to do what it is they need to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. Just one other point, and I think these are wonderful practical / philosophical conversations to have. They're absolutely indispensable to people who want to grow. But look here, I heard you, this was several weeks ago, but I'm sure you recall it, you were patronizing Dr. Anderson. In other words, you were giving support to him. Now, everybody reads
right.
Dr. Anderson's book because it's a good book. All ethnicities buy his book. It's well written. It's spelled out. It is skewed to a certain group of people, but if one sets that aside, it's skewed to any people. In every group of people, let me back up and just say it this way. Within every group of people, there are class distinctions, right? There are class distinctions, and that's based primarily on education and economic status. And usually education is what transmutes or transfers itself into economic status and or a trade, education / trade. Now, I think that, let me see, there was another thought. There's another thought that I had. I was impressed. I didn't say anything. I just listened. And I think I thank Jay Shun at the conclusion of the program. But it was a sports program. Let me just give you a practical observation and what I saw. And I saw these gentlemen come on that program, and they had extensive knowledge of sports. And one of my principles of investing is always invest in that which one knows the best. That which one knows the best is what one should vote in. Like women, at one time, say, for example, women who wore pantyhose. If they found a good brand of pantyhose, then they should invest in pantyhose stock. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, so this is the point. These guys it was impressive, the knowledge they had of the NFL, and so on and so forth, because that's what they were talking about, the NFL. And I just went, wow, this is great. But how many of those people are invested in the NFL? Now, what I did, see, I knew the general principle, Shadi, but I didn't know the specificity. I didn't know the specifics. Now, the NFL, it's an oligopoly. It's not just a monopoly. It's an oligopoly. And that's even a smaller group that controls everything. And my hat's off to them, by the way, because they got that piece of the action. Now, they receive a lot of welfare, but they don't come at it from a position of weakness. They come at it from a position of power. But again, this is the point, and I'm sorry for delaying a little bit, but I have to kind of give the anecdotal information. One can't invest. There's one team that one can invest in the NFL. All the other teams are closed, and all the stock goes to the members of the NFL. There are 32 teams and the NFL itself. It's a nonprofit, if I recall correctly. And one guy really came back at me very strongly with this, he was kind of a closed-minded guy on the issue because he rejected it outright. You can't invest in the NFL. I looked it up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And see, when I go after something, I don't accept no. I want a yes, and I'm going to get a yes. He was right. You can't invest in the NFL directly. But since the NFL sells its time to Disney and other media outlets, one can invest in them. So one can invest indirectly in the NFL, right? Now, my point is, of course, and I've said this several times, anyone who has that much knowledge, they know all the players of all the teams, all that intricate, intimate information. But yet, how many of them are invested in what they know so much of? That's a tragedy. I didn't say it then, but I'm saying it now. And we're speaking man to man. And the, you know, I'm a military man, former military man. And that's one thing, well, I knew to do this before I joined the military, but it certainly buttressed my acumen. And so this is what men should do, and women of good character, they should speak directly to things. So I'm just saying to those guys who have all that intimate information of anything, invest in it. You sitting around knowing all the stats of the NFL, but the NFL is a business. That's its first and prime directive. But anyway, I've gone on for quite a while. Thank you. And what do you think of that, though? Do you think that's relevant?
No, you're welcome. It's absolutely relevant. I mean, it's when you look at someone investing their time into something that ultimately not going to benefit them in no other way but entertainment, that's to me, that's considered, you know, a lot of time actually being wasted. Because at the end of the day, we need finances. And, we need finances, and we need to be able to make positive changes within ourselves and our, you know, those who are in our nucleus, you know, those who are around us. And that information, knowing that information, don't put food on the table. Knowing that information doesn't change you going outside and what's going on outside. So for me, I agree with you. There's a lot of individuals that put a whole lot of time into basketball, football, all kinds of sports, and if they chip a piece of that time off for what I'm saying and start putting some of that time and get the knowledge like they got on that with what I'm talking about, man, we'll be there in no time.
And let me tell you what I did, just as a public service, because I am a philanthropist almost by, certainly by profession, but almost by nature. What I did is I went and I found all the different outlets that the NFL advertises on, and they charge a lot of money to carry their program. I mentioned Disney, but there are others. And what I did is I gave all the stock symbols to those who were interested, because when I told the first person this, after I had heard it on your program, or Jay Sean was hosting the program, the sports program. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What I did is I gave them the ticker symbol, the stock symbol, and the name of the company that the NFL advertises on. And their stock is directly related to the success and the viewership of the NFL. And, of course, now, you know, they do sell parking space. They have ways that they make their money. They also sell a lot of merchandise, and there are several other. But if you type in how may I invest in the NFL? And then that article will come up that will tell you how one can indirectly. But there is one team, I think it's the New England Patriots, but don't quote me on that. They issue stock. But I initially thought all of them issue stock, but they don't. There are no IPOs for them. That's initial public offerings. They share it amongst themselves. They keep all the profits. I think they require all the member teams to ticket sales also. They require all the member teams to commit 40% of their ticket sales. Did you know that about the NFL?
No, I don't, you know, me personally, I don't really, you know, follow it, either one of them too much for that reason, because of, you know, at the end of the day, it's entertainment. That's it. So I personally.
Right. Well,
Shadi,
let me just say, I'm sorry for interrupting you. Me either. But entertainment is a major industry in America. It's a huge industry. Only a few participants there are, and they are handsomely rewarded because you have all of us or a large portion of the population contributing to it. But all the things that you just said are spot on. And I think you and I, on most fundamentals, practical fundamentals, we tend to agree. And that's why I enjoy, our dialogue. But and you seem to listen and reflect on things, too. A lot of people, they say, are like cement. They're thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Have you ever heard that?
Pretty much. Yeah, and another word is indoctrinated. You know,
right.
That's another word.
Yeah, my point to you is, acumen or competency is going to have to be the rule of the day, not just out there shouting what you want. That's not going to happen because people are in competition with each other. I love competition. When I learned competition and the rules of competition, I mean, that was just my game. I enjoy, and it is a game of a sort. It's a real life Monopoly game. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
What, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Go ahead. Someone on the line?
Yeah, if I may interject.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I understand what your brother's talking about it, and that's great. I mean, this is what America is about, to be able to pursue happiness. But we also must understand how America got to be the America. We must understand that, you know, from inception, okay, the founding fathers were determined to get their independence, and wasn't anything more important than that. So in the beginning, remember, they were citizens of Great Britain, and they didn't like how Great Britain was treating them, taxing them and so forth. And they declared their independence from Great Britain. We must understand how this country, the United States of America, got started, and wasn't nothing more important than their freedom from Great Britain. And so we can learn from those individuals. Because remember, they came over here, our land. Yes, our land. We were over here first. They were foreigners to this land, and they still are foreigners to this land. And they got permission from the Sultan of Morocco to establish the colonies. And from there, they established the states. But we must remember that they had a burning desire to be independent from the government or the establishment. They wanted it so bad, they did whatever they needed to do, which was create a state, create a constitution, go through what people go through who are self-determined to be free. Now, in connection to what the gentleman was saying, now those pro players only became pro players because they were self-determined to become one. They didn't allow anything, and I have relatives who were pros, and I have friends and so forth who turned pro, and I know the attitude and behaviors that they developed before they even became that. In their minds, they were already pros. It just was a matter of time until they became a pro themselves. But what I'm saying is this. You see, all those individuals who are doing things in America that look like me and you, are they free? Do they have a nationality? This is the key. We're doing everything but establishing our true identity, because unfortunately we accepted the identity that was given to us.
All right, could I respond to some of what you just said, if you don't mind, before you go on?
As soon as I finish.
Okay, go ahead. Go on.
You see, challenges is that we allow everything to get in front of our ability first to understand the importance, the political importance of having a nationality. And then understand the importance of doing what the founding fathers did, because we have ample evidence of us not being free in this country, in spite of the fact of what the brother was saying. Overall, we are catching hell, and we know this. And the only way to get out of catching hell is to do what the founding fathers did with Great Britain. We must do it, the United States of America, and I yield.
All right. I'm sorry, sir, if you are catching hell, if you weren't speaking rhetorically. I'm sorry that you or whoever is catching hell. Now, I'm not catching hell at all. But what I like to do is to teach people. First of all, let me put it this way, and I think you may be a bit anachronistic in that you're misplacing the order of things. You're misplacing chronology. And that is this, is that people are, like, say, for example, the thoroughfare or the freeway that you drive on. You don't build that freeway as you drive. You drive on a pre-existing freeway. So what I'm saying is, for everybody, there's a pre-existing reality, a pre-existing platform, if you please. Human beings, I never tell a person you can be anything that you want to be. That's a lie. You can be some things that you want to be and that you focus on and become competent at, right? The NFL, for example, is an umbrella organization that has been able to capture the excellent athleticism of its recruits. But if the NFL wasn't there, there wouldn't be a catchment. There wouldn't be a thing in order for that particular individual's expertise to exercise itself or to manifest itself. So you've got to take in account the prerequisites. And the prerequisites are, we live in one of the best damn countries ever in history. Now, there are some other great countries, and I'm just speaking in terms of opportunity, if people are willing to open their eyes to it, okay? That's the reason people are dying. You don't see too many people breaking into prison. You just don't. They're trying to break the hell out of prison. But you see people breaking into the United States. Now, why the hell can they see something that other people can't? I mean, a person can put their fingers over their eyes and create a peephole. But the fact of the matter is there's a lot in this country to be exploited. And I use exploit in the positive sense, meaning to put to productive use, to put to productive use, right? And so a lot of people find it comforting to participate in what they call the victim Olympics, right, or trauma bonding, this kind of bullshit. Now, if they want to do that, that's their freedom to do that. Some people pursue happiness vis-a-vis that particular mechanism. I don't, and I don't encourage other people to pursue that either. Get competent at a skill, stay off drugs, obey your elders, and kick ass. Learn, read books of people who've done it, submit yourself for a while, until you become competent and know the way, and then you exercise your natural abilities. But, you know, like I say, being the winner of the victim Olympics is still a victim and a defeated person. And I don't participate in that particular profession at all. Go ahead.
If I may interject,
can we go back to the conversations being Moors, please?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. See, this is the reality of the situation. I'm not a victim. And myself personally, I'm doing fine. But it's other people that I see. I said we. We as a people are catching hell. Now, me as an individual, no, I'm not catching hell. So I went to school. I got a degree. I did what you supposedly you're supposed to do, but I'm also a thinking person, and I also seen with my own eyes what this country does to us. It's not an illusion; it's reality. And what the brother's speaking to has nothing to do with the NFL or stocks or anything like that. So to get back on point of what we're talking about, okay, that's fine, brother. You doing great, and I applaud you, and I thank you, and I'm glad that you are doing great. But other individuals are not, other people are not who look like me and you.
And most of them may not want to do the work either.
Okay, but look here, sir.
Let me just say this. I hear what you're saying, too.
Without being
but you just said that the people who are catching hell
sir,
is not you.
Sir,
and I'm making a very singular and focused point. A lot of those people who are catching hell.
Let the brother finish his statement. Thank you.
All right, sure.
You can respond.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You know, we're all mature individuals, and I did not interrupt you, so I expect you to give me the same respect that I gave
you.
All right, then. What I was saying is that the brother was talking about independence, forming our own government. The brother was talking about what we need to do in order to overcome the problems that we're experiencing here in America. He wasn't talking about the hype that a lot of people give to America, but we who are living here in America know that it ain't nothing but hype. And in spite of the obstacles that we go through as a people, some of us were able to overcome those obstacles. But as a group designed for the collective not to move forward, yes, some individuals are going to be able to move forward. But as a collective of people, it's designed for us not to move forward. Now, you're one of the ones who they allow to move forward, and that's great. I was wondering once who they allowed to move forward, but the difference between me and you is that I know that they allowed me to move forward because I know how this country was started in the first place. I know the history of this country. I know what's in place to stop people like the majority of people who look like me and you from moving forward. See, nothing wrong with us. You know, the dialogue that you said is like, you know, there's something wrong with us. You know, we didn't study enough. We didn't do this enough. We didn't do that enough. That's what they want you to believe. But the fact of the matter is that they set up a society that's meant for us not to overcome, because the reality is the fact that what they did was stole the resources from the indigenous people, which is us in the first place, and try to legitimize it by forming the United States of America. But the bottom line, because of the doctrine of discovery, you may want to look this up, my brother, because of the doctrine of discovery, you know, this is how they were able to take the land, not just in this part of the country, but the land across the earth from the indigenous people who were there before they came and invaded them in the first place. And I yield.
All right. Well, I would like to respond to some of what he said, if that's okay.
Keep it on the Moors.
Yeah.
Keep it on the Moors. Don't keep it on sports. Keep it on the
ahead.
Moors.
We're going to go ahead and keep it. We're going to continue it. Go ahead, respond. We're going to get ready to, you know, end it pretty much. You know, basically, we're going to, you know, I'm already a half hour past the time. You go ahead and get your response, and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't think this gentleman's now, he may be speaking emotionally. I don't, and I'm glad he's successful. I don't think his premise is sound, because he didn't say why, unless he considers himself the best and the brightest. He didn't say why he was, quote unquote, allowed to get ahead. That would be an excellent topic for exploration, at least for his benefit. But I would guarantee him, rather than blaming something on an unseen hand, why don't you take your expertise to the people that you feel are not getting ahead, and many times you'll see why they aren't getting ahead. It's not because of some unseen hand. Sure, systems are put in place in order to limit things. Let me say something very candidly. If success was easy for everybody, first of all, I wouldn't want that. I don't want success to be easy for everybody, because it would diminish the work that I have done. Success should be hard. It should. Everybody shouldn't get a damn participation trophy. The winners should get participation trophies. And what do they say? Second place is the first place loser, right? So I would say to you, rather than sitting back and saying, well, I got mine, but everybody else is limited, I would say take what you learned as a winner to those people who aren't winners and see if they are receptive to it or if they are incorrigible. I yield.
That's where I'm going,
okay.
My brother. That's
what I was about to say. That's the whole movement is, yeah, there are people who have ambition. There's people who are knowledgeable about how this system works. So when you're knowledgeable about how the system works, you're able to avoid pitfalls that other people who are not as knowledgeable may not be able to avoid. Now, you do have a point there. Solution. There are individuals who are not putting enough action towards what they want to do. We have that. We can't deny that. But we also have people who are doing the best that they can and the best that they know how, and they're still suffering. And those are the people who the brother and I are concerned about. The ones that's lollygagging and soft-shoeing and things of that nature, we're not concerned about them. We love them just the same, but they're not the motivation behind why we are pushing what we're pushing. We're pushing what we're pushing because we know that equality exists, but it don't exist when it comes to the United States of so-called America. Equality don't exist. They don't believe in equality, and you have the right to have equality. So if you're not able to receive equality from a system that you have pledged your allegiance to, then you have the right to pledge allegiance to somewhere else where you can receive that equality. And that's basically what we're pushing here. We're pushing, accept who you are as a Moor, as a Moroccan, accept that this country, as you said, prior to it being what it is now, it was something prior to that, and it was Morocco. It was a part of the empire of Morocco, and that's something that we want back. We have, many of us have started operating on slavery. Slavery and then post-slavery. You know what I mean? We're not operating on pre-slavery. What were we prior to slaves? That's what we're operating on now, and that's what we're striving to get the people to operate on, because we believe with having our own states representing ourselves, though we will have less people falling through the cracks. For those people who are doing their best, and I've seen people who work hard every day, who want better but just don't have the right under, inner, and outer standing to get what they want. And those are the people that we're here for. We want those people to have a fair shake at it. And you said there's many people who come to this country. These people who come to this country come with one thing that the other people that we are speaking about don't have. They come to this country belonging to a land. They come to this country with an identity of knowing who they are. They come to this country, many of them, with the language of their native tongue, and they come here knowing that, look, I got a determined idea, and that's to do better. They're not feeling ashamed because they've been in school system and they weren't taught anything about who they were. Everything that they saw that had power looked like the other people, from the doctor to the judge to the entity that they worship looked like somebody other than themselves. And that has a psychological, emotional, and spiritual impact on many people who have not been able to use that pineal gland to see beyond what is in front of them. And because we are dedicated to the love of the people as a whole, we're willing to give them something that many people, there's organizations that got this truth. They know it. Masons, judges, lawyers, preachers, a lot of them got this information, but they're not sharing it because they're living off it. They're eating. They're making a life for themselves and their families, and they can care less about the other ones. So as when I was younger, there's 5% of the people who want to tell the truth and teach the truth to the people. There's 10% of the people who want to just leech off of them. Then there's 85% of walking around blind, deaf, and dumb. So we're for that 85%. We want to give them sight so they can see by opening up their minds to the truth of who they are and have them get rid of. I noticed with you, Solution, you don't ever use black. You won't even claim that. You don't claim that black thing because you know it's unlawful. It puts you outside of the law. Many people don't know that. They think it's cool. They think it's fine. Calling themselves black, African-American, colored, and all that stuff, put people of color, and it's putting them outside of the law. And they're being outlaws. And they're being treated as such. You know? I knew something was wrong, but I didn't have the proper information. Now that I got the proper information, it's on and popping there. I done peeped the game. So now I'm putting other people up on the game right now. That's what the whole peep game TV is about. And with ending, I'm ending right here. So thank everybody, you know, who took the time out to listen to us. This is the final episode of Let's Talk About It All. We're going to be doing this type of stuff on Peak Game TV. We need 5 more subscribers to go live. So if you want to, you know, I would appreciate it. And I thank all of you who already have subscribed. And, you know, it's we need each other. There's a lot of us who are doing fine. There's a lot of us who are million billionaires, and there's a lot of us who are 100,000-aires, you know. But we want to help those who are struggling, those who are struggling, who working hard and just can't seem to get over the hump. Those are the ones, you are the ones who need to take some time off from watching your favorite show. Go to this AMPAC, as I mentioned before. Go to that AMPAC, session 1. Start from there. Put that time in. Start watching that information. Get your pen. Get your tablet and start looking this information up so that you can be astute, so that you can be competent and what we are striving to do. With that being said, I'm gonna end it. I'm not going into my usual. Only thing.
Hey,
I'm
it's always
do
a pleasure, Shadi.
Yeah, you, me too. Me too, Brother Solution. All right. I just want to thank Jay Sean and Dre for the production side of the show. I would like for you all to tune in to Monday. It's going to be Dre. The Dollar Dash is on hold for a minute. You know, tune in Tuesday to ABC Finances from 8 to 9. And then the Dollar Dash is from 8:30 to 9:15. The Sports Night, 8 to 8:30. This Experience, 8 to 9. Every Friday, keeping it real, 8 to 10. And then Point of Impact, 7 to 8 on Sundays. And also, take some time to listen to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And remember, everybody who didn't subscribe, go to Peep Game TV and subscribe. I love y'all like I love myself. And I played that first song for a reason. The reason I played that first song is because we get the chance to do it our way. We put these states together, we can do it our way. We can stop doing it the colonizers' way. We can do it our way to help us, the equality, to be able to do what we need to do and rise and don't have to be on your knees. Don't have to be beholden to a job, to people mistreating you, because you'll have a state behind you to protect you. So with that being said, Jay Sean, go ahead and drop the other. And I want to say, you know, rest in power to Eddie LaVert and anybody who have lost somebody who transitioned. This song is for y'all. Go ahead, brother.
And
Jack.
Before we just I wanted to say thank you for the time you've been out keeping it real, and I wish you much success on the next endeavor with Peep Game TV. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you very much, brother. And it's been my pleasure, right. And I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to do so, brother. You know, I'm looking
all
forward
right.
to the next venture. All right.
All right, peace. Here we go.
Peace. All right.
You'll never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. But since I was the one who saw the glory, while you were the one with all the strength, yes you were, only a face without a name. And I never once heard you complain. No, did you ever know that you were my hero? You're everything I would like to be. Inside of a pigeon room, unnoticed. But daddy, 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 I've got it all right here in my heart, yes I do. And I want you to know, I know the truth, I know you know the truth about it. I would be nothing, nothing, zero.
I love you, I love you.